This is Parsha B'Shalach. At the end of the Parsha, the Torah speaks that Klai Yisrael came to Rephidim. And in Rephidim there was no water to drink, and everyone was very, very thirsty, and they started complaining to Moshe and complaining about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu im'ayin. Is Hashem with us? Hayesh Hashem b'kibeinu, is Hashem within us? Im'ayin, is He not? Yes, no. They started doubting and questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right after this, next pasuk, next parasha, the Yavoy Amalek v'yalochem v'misol b'refidim. In Refidim, in this place where they questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu, Amalek came and fought with Klai Yisrael. So Rashi brings down from Chazal that the two parashiyos are next to each other because it's consecutive. Because Klai Yisrael questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu ma'ayin, if Hashem is really with us, therefore Hashem said, I'm sending you Amalek. Chayechem, Shakelev bo v'noishech eschem. The Kelev is going to come and bite you. And v'atem soyekim alayim. Then you call out to me, v'teidun heichonani. And then you'll know who I am and where I am. And you won't have a question anymore. Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu amayin. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kitzeitze is mavur. The essence of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, the essence of this mitzvah is really to remember the Aveira that we did, the questioning of Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu amayin. The Medrash brings down a mashal that it was a king that had a kerem, a very, very nice vineyard, and he had a gate around it, and he had a kelev, a dog, that will bite anyone that breaks into the kerem. One day, the son of the king himself broke into this orchard, this vineyard, and the dog bit him. When the king wanted to remind the son about the avera that he did, he broke into the fence, the king would tell his son, remember you got bitten by a dog? Remember that bite? In order that he should realize that he transgressed what his father said, and he broke into the walls of the vineyard. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, remember Amalek, remember we got bitten by Amalek, we got hit by Amalek, it's to remind us that we question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu ma'ayin. That is the essence of the mitzvah of a Zechiras Amalek, is to remember the avera that we did, and to be mischazik in this Indian of Amunah B'tochen. We have to understand, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Why, when Klai Yisrael had a question, Ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu ma'ayin, is Hashem with us or not? Hashem sent Amalek. He sent this Kelev Noishech. The Chazal compare Amalek to a Kelev, a dog, to come to bite. So what's the connection? Why? What's the Mida Keneged Mida? And why is Amalek called a Kelev? Why is Amalek compared to a dog? Perhaps Pshat could be, because the Pasuk says in the end of Kiseitse, Asher Karcha Baderech, that Amalek was Karcha Baderech. One of the Pshat of a Karcha is Lashon Kar, cold, Karirus. He made a coldness. In the Derech, Baseich Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a complete understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Everyone knew the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shamu Amim Yir Gozen. The Amim, all the nations heard Yir Gozen. They got scared. Chil Achaz Yoshvi Ploshes. Everyone living there was everyone in the world saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trusted in Hashem. Everyone was scared to start up with the Klal Yisrael. They saw Klal Yisrael as being the Am Segula. Comes along a Malik started up with Klal Yisrael. They cooled off the world. Like Rashi brings down in Kisese, a mussel, to Ambatya Rasachas, a very, very hot bath, and very, very hot. No one dared jump into the bath. It's boiling hot. One person jumps in and he gets burnt. But since he jumped in and he didn't die, it already cooled off the bath. Another person will think of maybe jumping in. So too, Amalek caused krirus, asher karcha, called coldness. He called sveikus. He caused things to be mesupik, what was so clear after Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem echad, shmoy echad. Shom amir gazun, Amalek came and made a suffik. It's not so clear. It's not 100%. We could start up with him. Even though Amalek got hurt and they lost the war, but it already cooled down this Yerushimayim and made sveikos in the Munah Bashem, which we know Amalek is 240 and Safek is 240. Amalek is a gematria Safek. Amalek created sveikos in the world. He created krivus, a coldness in the Yerushimayim and the Munah Bakosh Baruch. The Vilna Gaon in Kol Aliyoh, the end of Parashas Bereishis, says on the pasuk in Bereishis, it says LePesach Chatos Roivetz. The Chatos is Roivetz by the Pesach, by the door. What's this door? Says the Vilna Gaon. This door is Sfeikus. When a person has a Sfeik, that is the door for the Yetzer Hara to enter. Anything that's very, very clear by a person, very, very clear, the Yetzer Hara cannot enter. For example, to eat chazer, to eat lobsters, a regular Yid doesn't have a taiva, no Yetzer Hara, no suffix, because the Yetzer Hara can't win over us, because we know clearly there's usur, it's not mutter, it's prohibited. The Yetzer Hara can't win. There's nothing to talk about. It's usur, it's usur. But when a person has a suffix, maybe this, maybe that, should I do this, should I not do this? If there's a small suffix, that's a Pesach. That's the opening. Chatas Roivetz, the Chatas is waiting to jump in and say, oh, the halacha is, it's mutter, do it, it's not a problem. If it's a suffix, you open the door for bilbul, for confusion, for the Yetzer Hara to come, take over. So Amalek created this Pesach, this suffix in the world, this sveikus, this krirus in Emunah Bashem. As we know, the Gemara says that the door before Mashiach is Pnei Adar ke Pnei Kelev. The Pnei Adar is like the face of a dog. The Duotik Pshat is that when you throw a stick at a dog, the dog will get angry. And get angry, he'll go running after the stick and bite the stick and hurt the stick. He doesn't look at who threw the stick. Pnei Adar, Pnei Kelev is like a Kelev. We don't look at the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's causing everything. And Malik was like a Kelev, like a dog. There was no Amun of Hashem. Akshay Karcha, it happened by itself. There's no Bnei Shalom. It didn't come from a source. Therefore, the way to fight Amalek, how did they fight Amalek? The pasuk continues that Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, and the hands were a siman for Klal Yisrael to put the lave to Avinu Shebashamayim. And when a person is mechazik in Emunah B'tochein, that's how you overcome Amalek. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael said, "Ayesh Hashem Kibeinu Ma'ayin," that sfeikus in emunah, the sfeikus in emunah of a yavoy amalek. A malek is able to come. When there's a suffix in emunah, if Hashem is with us, the koyach of a malek is a malek to make a coldness in emunah, a coldness, a krivus in emunah. Then that's the door, that's the entry for a malek. Therefore, Klai Yisrael, the oynish mida connected mida was a malek came and fought with them. But when the mechazik of emunah, then a malek lost the battle. Rashi says, this Rashi, six words that are worth remembering for a lifetime, to work on them, to think about them, which could really, really affect our lives in a very, very positive way. The beginning of the Rashi that we quoted, Rashi says, Tomid ani beinechem umezuman l'chol sarchechem. Va'atim oy me'yesh Hashem kibeinim ayin. And you... these are six words. I'm constantly with you. I'm prepared for any need that you have, physical, emotional, spiritual, monetarily, cash. I'm prepared for anything that you need. Hashem says, I'm with you. That's Avinu, Malkeinu. I have the yicholus. I have the power. Mezumen l'chol sarcheichem. I'm prepared for all your srochim. How can you say yesh Hashem kibeinu ayin? But if you do ask, then a malik will come. We learned this week that Rashi, Gemara in Ksubas of Yudam and Beis, the Gemara says that if you eat tamarim in the afternoon, it's nothing better than that. And it's mevatel three things. One of the things we're eating tamarim in the afternoon is mevatel machshavos ra'os, bad thoughts. Says Rashi, Yud on the base in Ksubas, the last line on the page. What does it mean, machshava ra'a? One word says Rashi, daiga, worry. Worrying is called a machshava ra'a, a bad thought. Daga has the first five letters of the Aleph Beis besides the letter Beis. I heard from Rav Levine Zatzal, Beis is betachon. You put betachon, there's no, you don't have the word daga. You don't have daiga. You don't have daiga. You have betachon, you don't have daiga. Daiga is a dover, a machshava ra. Kakosh Baruch Hu says, Tomin ani b'neichem. I'm with you. I'm a zooming for any need that you want. How could you ask? But if you ask of a Yavai Malik, for the more than Mechazik, the Tomer and Nima Nechem, a zooming for Chosar Chaychem, a Malik has no koyach. A Malik has no koyach, and no koyach to enter, and no koyach to overcome us. Be'ez Hashem, with the chizuk of the Tomer and Nima Nechem, these six words, remember, we internalize into our lives. We zeche to love bracha v'aslocha and a very good Shabbos.